Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team, the first year back after the Christmas holidays. My name is Maura Lustig, and I call in from Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. And it is Wednesday, January the 4th, and it is hump day. It is winning Wednesday. It's my favorite day of the week because I get to speak with all of you and hear your stories and just totally connect each week. So what I'd like to do, I mean, because this is an important week now as we all kick back into gear, and I'd like to start off with some shares. Here's what I'll do. I'll ask, when you share, can you step out just for a second and name something that's a New Year's resolution and perhaps you've already gotten into action on it or that you're absolutely planning to get done now this week? Who wants to go first?
Mario from New York.
Hi, Mario. Go ahead.
Yes, I had committed to two things. One, to get into the gym, and I started in December, and I haven't missed a day. And the second was to really introduce people at the gym to Isagenics. So I've done both.
Lovely. So you're showing up as an example to others. You're doing it for yourself, and you're also not afraid to now go and share. Lovely. Love it. And that's going to continue. Who else? Who else has a share around New Year's resolutions? Gino, I think you should step out. He put himself on mute, but Gino bought a new phone. Come on, Gino.
I'm here.
There you go. Come on.
I made a resolution buying a new phone.
I heard Bobby laughing at you there.
I did. But now that I'm here, I've been going through my contact list January of last year, all the way up until the last week of December 2016. And out of the contacts that I started, that I reached out to, I got about three, four people that want to look into what I sent them already, and so they weren't ready back then, but they're willing to look now because it's the new year, and we all know that people like to make that change and go to the next level and things of that nature. So I did get a few info sent out to them, and I got follow-up calls to do this week. So yeah, I'm really excited about that, and it's going to happen. So yeah, I'm really happy. So my new resolution is to just take it to the next level. That's all I got to say right now. Hello.
I think we might have lost Maura. So Gino, that's amazing.
Oh, Maura. Okay. Hello, Maura.
Thank you, Barbara Lee.
Well, thank you, Gino. We'll just wait for Maura to come back on the line. She may have... Are you still there?
I'm here.
If who else would like to step out, what are you going to be doing this week, or to push yourself towards your resolution?
Can everyone hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there you are. You're back.
I am. I had to switch over to my cell phone, and I'm going to stand up and go find my earbuds as well. So what I want to do, Gino, I was talking. Unfortunately, my phone stopped sending, and you couldn't hear what I was saying. But I loved your share, because what I'm hearing is that you were proactive during the holiday. You went back and you went through all of your contact lists for the past year. You sifted and you sorted through them. You didn't approach every one of them. You chose which ones were worth following up with. It made sense. You sifted and sorted. And so you identified the ones with, hopefully some potential. Then you reached out personally to each one of them. And then out of those that said yes, you have already sent follow-up information and you have booked some calls for the later in the week and going forward. Brilliant. That's exactly what I want to hear, is that you are using a system. Lovely. Well done, Gino. And yes, it will pay off. Okay,
thank
who's
you.
Next? Let's take one more share. Absolutely. Who else has done something they're excited about or they're getting into action with something that they were planning to do, whether it's that they've done it or they're going to be doing it now? What is that?
Barbie Lee.
Go ahead, Barbie Lee.
So one of my ongoing habits that I'm creating is meeting new people. And with the accident, I've been limited to, you know, social media. So I found three Facebook groups that are, you know, completely in alignment with who I am. And I started chatting with people and making new friends. And from there, you know, people are following me on Facebook. So, you know, it's the 4th of January, and I have two new people whom I never have met. They're just from my Facebook groups. That question, what the heck is all this stuff you're doing about healthy stuff? What's that? So I'm going to keep that up.
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay, so look at what Barbie Lee's just done. She's gotten creative. She's joined, she's targeted and joined groups where she can add value to the people in the groups that have interests that she shares. And she's created curiosity about what she does and has now started taking that out into private conversations with people who absolutely are you know, in alignment with her values. Brilliant, Barbie Lee, brilliant. Don't you
hey, Maura,
love
Carolyn.
Oh, hey, Carolyn, go ahead. You can wrap this, and then I'll get into training.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to you because, guys, you know, lots of people ask for training. Lots of people ask for help. Lots of people want to know different ways of connecting. What I want to share about Maura is that, you know, when she decides to do something, she jumps in with both feet. And a few weeks ago, we had Scott Aaron on here teaching us about LinkedIn, and that led to a group of us purchasing his videos, which, you know, gave us sort of a insight, quick tips for setting up your profile, how to connect with people, what to say, and into a coaching group where I think there's about 11 of us that are helping each other. And Maura, you really jumped in with both feet, and you have like, what, six connections, conversations set up today as a result of implementing the training that we got from Scott. So I think that's a key component to a lot of people who are listening, people who ask, people who receive, and people who get into action. So I just want to give a shout-out to you, Maura.
Oh, thanks, Carolyn. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit in the training as well. But thank you very much for the compliment. I appreciate it immensely, especially coming from you, because I know that you also do the do. Love you. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and get into some training here. First of all, I want to just talk about the fact that February and January, both of these months, are tough times for many people. You know, outside of Isagenics, you know, people, we talk about setting New Year's resolutions, and actually I'm just going to share something with you that Susan Fly sent out this morning in an email, and I thought it was brilliant. It's, you know, what happens in terms of resolutions. 45% of Americans usually make New Year's resolutions. 8% actually succeed. 39% never succeed. 75% make it through 1 week. 46% last 6 months. 39% of people in their 20s succeed, and only 14% of the people over 50 succeed. How interesting is that? It's like the boiling it down, the reality is that 92% of people who set New Year's resolutions will not fully succeed. The older we get, the less likely it is that we will succeed. People start strong and then they finish weak. And we have such an amazing program and set of systems here that set us up for success that people outside of our world do not have access to. So as I said, January and February are tough months for many people. They haven't created enough enthusiasm. And I want to make the distinction between excitement and enthusiasm. Excitement, if you've all done Healthy Mind and Body Program, then you know what I'm talking about when I talk about inception and then deception. Inception is when we're excited. Woohoo, let's go. I'm setting a resolution. I'm, you know, people that say they're going to join the gym and then they don't actually stick to it, right? Well, we are enthusiastic here. Many of you have been on this call before. You're not just starting fresh today. You probably craved our calls and missed them during the holidays because you are enthusiastic and you know how important it is to stay drinking from this well. Now, we in our program at Isagenix, we have an unusual opportunity because we are proactive when most other people are reactive. You know, all of us move away from pain and towards pleasure, especially on an emotional level. But most people aren't successful because success equals pain. Something obvious to you that you feel is very simple to do could be actually quite terrifying to someone else. Self-motivated people, that's us. And to whatever extent that's true for you, just know you wouldn't be here unless you were self-motivated, okay? There are some areas of your life you haven't been motivated enough in that you can change, but give yourself credit for showing up where you do show up and know that you can do so much more. Self-motivated people create our own standards. You know, someone might pay you a compliment about, you know, what you're doing well, but if this doesn't match the standard that you have set for yourself, now, and this is where I really want to get into a caveat, I want you to be careful about when you compare yourself to the success of others, because that will rob your joy. So if you're comparing yourself to someone else who's maybe already lost 50 pounds and you've only lost 20 and you want to lose 50, and someone says, hey, you're looking great, and secretly your little voice says, yeah, but, you know, look at her, and, you know, I'm not there yet. Stop it. Right away, I've just got to say stop that, because it doesn't matter. Our job with Isagenix, our job as ambassadors, is to influence other people into getting them to do the things for themselves, for their own reasons, and then help them remember why they're doing it, providing them with support and the systems and ongoing community and being tied in. Like, we have to cast the vision for others. When we do that properly, magic is exactly what happens. So, you know, being an example, first of all, you know, going forward. Now, I mean, many people set New Year's resolutions around their health. Oh, and just remember, guys, if you're not speaking, press star 6, mute yourselves out, okay? So many people, you know, they start and they, or even yourselves, you may say to yourself, well, maybe one of my resolutions is to be in the best shape of my life this year. Being an example isn't the main thing. It's actually the only thing. Say yes to the things I'm going to tell you about today, and then figure it out later. No more excuses around not good enough or not doing enough. Do a little bit more. Successful people are simply ordinary people with extraordinary determination. If you're just following systems and just kind of thinking about how, you know, this you're told to do something, well, I'll give you an example of someone who's a manager in a corporate setting. Managers will do the right thing. They'll follow the recipe. But you know what? Leaders, they do it right. Managers do the right things, but leaders do the whole thing. They do what's right, whether it's, you know, following a recipe or not. Be a leader. Be a leader of self, and you will automatically be a leader of others. So coming over into the resolutions, I'm going to take you back into what happened for me during the past year, if that's okay. I mean, there were a number of things that I kind of decided at the beginning of the year that I would take on, having absolutely no clue what the outcome would be, just knowing that what I knew was possible was so worth the effort. When I turned 60 a year ago, that's when I decided to see what my body was really capable of. It coincided with the introduction of the Healthy Mind and Body program. And as a life coach, I wanted to see what that would do. And you've heard me talk about it before, that I found that program to be life-changing. And it launched the most incredible journey for me in terms of a personal development. I don't feel that my identity is who I was a year ago. I've learned so much, and I'm always learning more. The health challenges, the health goals that I had about wanting to be my best, doing the Healthy Mind and Body program, the exercise section of it, just in my basement at home, just trying to do one push-up at a time, and then that gradually turning into more and more, gradually then into joining a gym, then into hiring a trainer, being invited to compete in a bikini contest and thinking, oh my God, you're kidding me, right? All of these things that totally stretched my comfort level. But I did it. I did it for me. I didn't do it because I wanted to become an ongoing bodybuilder comp competitor. That's not the juice for me. It's more about seeing what I'm capable of. Hang on, somebody's got a little bit of noise here. Let me see if I can fix that. There we go. It was about seeing what I can do and living into my possibilities. That led to so many surprising things happening because, I mean, I was doing the ISA Body Challenge at the same time. I ended up, out of the blue, finding out that I was, you know, going to be an honorable mention in the ISA Body Challenge. I mean, that was icing on the cake. And then it went one step further. Then in August, after Celebration, I received a call from Isagenics Corporate asking me if I would become involved in a new project they're doing for, you know, for sharing Isagenics with others in the terms of the category of healthy aging solutions. And I was flown to Phoenix, and then a film crew came here to Peterborough. I never could have seen anything like that coming a year ago in my basement in October doing one push-up. No way, no how could I have imagined that my dream could actually come through in such a huge way. And what's happened on a personal level in becoming that person who's so excited about what they're doing is that example has inspired so many others. That example, because my motto is you can be your best at any age. It's never too late to start. And I'm a walking billboard and a product of the product. I use everything. I cleanse every week. I've been doing that for 8 years. I'm not just in this to look good. The pain I'm moving away from is what I, you know, what I was afraid of before I started Isagenics. I was afraid of getting old. I was afraid of all the things that other people were developing health challenges around me, and I didn't want to go down that pipe. I found Isagenics, started feeling better, and my health has improved progressively ever since. So, you know, my body changed. I did the coaching programs with Healthy Mind and Body, went on from there to do the Top 50 Leadership Program coaching with Susan Sly and Rod Hairston. That led into a 6-week integrative coaching program. I'm currently doing the Four Colors of Influence through Rod Hairston's program with another, many of the same leaders continued on. And then my next step will be to do the coaching certificate program with Rod Hairston in order to be able to become one of his affiliate facilitator coaches. I mean, it's mind-blowing to me what this journey has led to because I always just kept doing that little bit more. I had made resolutions during last year around how I would paint more. And yes, I've done it. It hasn't been easy, but I've made the time. I sit here and I focus on what I'm going to do in my painting, when I'm going to work on it again. And I intermittently go back and forth to my studio, and that fills my soul. And the other thing, too, in terms of systems, Carolyn touched on it already. So at the beginning of last year, I knew that I needed to change up what I was doing and how I find people to speak to. And yes, I've been using Facebook all along, but I wasn't finding that I was getting the same results using Facebook that I wanted. And I knew about LinkedIn, but it felt like this huge challenge and mind-boggling thing that I could never possibly figure out. I felt lost even just looking at it. I felt overwhelmed by the idea of it. But I knew that it was probably the thing that I needed to do next to push my comfort zone. It took me right up until the end of December to suddenly have this opportunity to work with Carolyn because she had recommended Scott Aaron's training. And, you know, the call went out to hundreds and thousands of people. Only 11 of us jumped on board. And those 11 are rocking this. We have been totally proactive during the holidays because we said yes when others were saying, you know what, I'll just take some time off during the holidays. You know what? I still had a fun time during the holidays, too. I didn't just work the whole time, but I had balance. I didn't put my business down. I knew that this one thing around LinkedIn, you know, if not now, then when? If not this, then what? And as a result of embracing that training, locking arms with other people, creating a mastermind, going back and forth, offering tips and solutions and feedback on what people are doing and working on. I have 6 calls booked today with complete strangers that would never have happened before. I've got a system now around, you know, following up. I've learned how to modify my profile page and work on that. I've learned how to reach out in a way that is very professional. I've learned how to connect with people that are in my, I'll call it my tribe. You have to think about who you are. Like, what did you do before Isagenics? This is all part of your story on LinkedIn. You know, I feel like checking out Carolyn's page today. Check out mine. Look at all kinds of people's LinkedIn pages. See what we mean by this. It's about finding your authentic voice, being clear about what you're all about, that you're looking for, and fill out the whole page with your volunteer things you've done, your experience in previous careers, your hobbies, your skills, your abilities, what you're passionate about. Put that all up there and then start looking to connect with people just like you. And when you do that, when you don't treat it as this great big impossible task, when you break it down and get very focused about who you truly are looking for, because you're looking for you. And when you do it this way, you have so much more fun. One of the big distinctions between Facebook and LinkedIn is LinkedIn people are expecting you to approach them about business. And they are entrepreneurial, most of them. Some of them are in a corporate setting, but they're entrepreneurial. They all want to grow. They all want to expand. And they're all, I say all in a general sense. I mean, I don't know everybody on LinkedIn, right? But I would say that everybody that I've connected with, like me, is a continual learner. They're hungry for information. They're looking for ways to become better at what they do, to be able to, you know, connect and meet people that might be able to use their services. And they're looking for like-minded people to collaborate and partner with. I'm having conversations with people who operate at my level. They have my energy. They're matching my enthusiasm. They're eager to share what they're doing, and they're eager to learn about me as well. It's a beautiful give and take back and forth that I've never experienced on Facebook. So I know where my new home is going to be, and it's going to be using LinkedIn, and I'll still use Facebook as well. But I know that the sweet spot is what, you know, it's like it was that one thing that I've been meaning to do for years and had kept putting off and finally just decided to embrace it as if my life depended on it. And the results have been dramatic, and they've been coming quickly because I knuckled down during the holidays. So all of you, I'm saying to you right now, you know, what 3 things would change your life if you did them? What 3 things that you know darn well that if you did them, you would be more successful, and for whatever reason you've been putting it off? It's now o'clock. And when it's now o'clock, then the other thing I want to say is when it's your time, it's your turn. And if it's now o'clock for you, then for crying out loud, when you get off the phone with me now, you get into action. You go and you get started on that thing, whether it's that you need to join the gym now and get a personal trainer for the next 6 weeks and lock arms with accountability partners. And I don't mean you have to turn into a bodybuilder. Heck no. But you need to take care of you, because your business and your life depends on you being your best so that you can pour greatness into others from a full cup. What is it? What's one system in your business that you've known forever you should be doing? One tool that you're not using yet? Bring it on. Now is the time to embrace it, get it set up, get into action, and start experimenting with it. What I said before is say yes and then figure it out. I'll give you an example of that. One of the people I've connected with on LinkedIn that I have a call with shortly is a woman who runs an expo for women with all different professional speakers. And people pay to go, and they hear these different speakers, and they have a day of different talks, like, you know, keynote talks on different topics. And when I connected with her on LinkedIn, I saw she was also advertising for speakers for an upcoming event. Now, to be honest with you, I've never done that. I'm a trainer on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team. I do training in my own team. I present as a host or a little bit of presenting on stage at Isagenics events. But I have never gone public. I've never gone out into a completely non-Isagenics event and done what I do here. And I just wrote to her and said, that's what I do.
That's who I am. And she looked at my LinkedIn profile and she said, when can we talk? And we've got a call today. So that was about saying yes and figuring it out. And I will figure this out. You better believe it. On that note, I'm going to stop training now. It's 25 after the hour. Let's have some takeaways, shares, or questions. What's exciting you now, guys? What are you going to do?
Wow.
Oh, that was Yo-Yo. Hi, Yo-Yo. Hey, I'm going to give you guys a list. ISA Tools to Go, I trained on a few weeks ago. Facebook. Get real. You should be posting regularly. You all know the 10-4-1 rule. Do it. Whether you have to use Buffer or Hootsuite or PostPlanner or something so that you can get it done. LinkedIn. If I haven't emphasized the importance of it today, nobody has. Organizing. What is it that you need to get clear of clutter on? What do you need to delegate that you don't want to do? What scheduling do you need to set up so that you know what the heck you need to do and where you need to do it by what time? Clean out your emails. Go through your inbox and your send files. And that's something I'm guilty of. That's one of my resolutions. And sort your tax receipts now so you don't get hit with still having that huge pile later in the spring. If it's something you need to delegate and you've got the budget for it, hire an assistant or a virtual assistant to help you with your Facebook post. Get a bookkeeper so you can hand her the friggin' shoebox if you're not that organized. And treat yourself to a cleaning lady every couple of weeks because it will make your heart sing when she's doing that while you're on the phone booking another appointment. All right, now I'm opening it up again. Who else?
Live large, take charge.
You bet.
Maura, it's Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Your energy, if nobody's fired up over your energy, I'll be surprised because just I got on the call a little late and your energy just naturally fires people up. Awesome job, Maura. I just love you.
So
I'm
Barbie,
cleaning out my email. As a matter of fact, I just started doing that this morning. That is one of the things that I am terrible with. And I'm working harder of going to some of my group events. Like we got one this Thursday, and I'm just going to work harder to get to my team's events, house parties that they have.
I love it. Okay, so cleaning out your emails, getting to events, and supporting team members more. Can you think of one more thing for me, Barbie Lee? Excuse me, not Barbie Lee. Barbie?
Oh, yeah. I am going to work on transforming my body to another level. Chris from Chicago, Dawn Barnolina, I mean, I've been talking back with her after seeing her last transformation. She has inspired me so much, and I thought, you know what? Now is the time. I just need to do it. I'm turning 62 in February, and I am taking the initiative to take my body to the next level.
I love that, Barbie. I mean, like you, I mean, I've been in Isagenix quite a few years. It'll be 9 years in March. And it started with weight loss and less stress 8 years ago. And, you know, that story is great, but, you know, that was a long time ago. And I've maintained those results ever since. Then it went on to becoming a runner. I ended up doing, you know, joining running room clinics and stuff and did 5 half marathons in 2 years and burned my darn feet out. They were so sore. And then I coasted along still maintaining results, living an active lifestyle. But actually my upper body wasn't as strong as it should be. I wasn't working out my upper body. And really, this is, you know, guys, it's not all or nothing. This is progressive. Because when I decided to, you know, start working on upper body, I had no idea what was going to happen over the next year. Trust the process. If you do nothing else, make sure that you are registered now for the ISA Body Challenge and the Healthy Mind and Body Program for 2 reasons. 1, because it will hold you capable and accountable. 2, because how could you possibly teach others about how valuable these programs are if you are not doing them yourself?
Correcto.
Cool. You bet, Barbie. Last one. Anybody else with a final share?
Hi, Maura. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Thanks so much. You know, one of the things I trained on LinkedIn a while back with someone else, and I'd just been kind of half-assing it. And I finally, you know, went over her, you know, the documents that she gave me, all the training that she gave me, and starting to follow through with that, you know, and that's just been the last couple of days. So, and, you know, it's like yesterday I had a birthday, so I started posting some of the things that she said to when you wish other people happy birthday, to the people that haven't really responded to me other than wishing me a happy birthday. So,
mm-hmm. Nice. And many happy returns, Dave. That's wonderful. What a great way to start the year, especially with a birthday that really says in so many personal ways, okay, what did I accomplish during the last year and what do I want for myself going forward? Because I'll be a year older either way. What am I going to do differently this time? Lovely. Lovely. And for all of you, I'm just going to say the name again of this fabulous LinkedIn trainer. You should look him up on LinkedIn. And it is Scott Aaron. And Aaron is spelled A-A-R-O-N. Look him up on LinkedIn. That way I'm going to get you to go to LinkedIn no matter what and start surfing around. You can look me up and other people as well. See how we're presenting ourselves, and then definitely maybe follow up with Scott. Mention that you heard about it on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team call, please, and follow up with him and ask about his programs of support. He's an Isogenics team leader, and he's built a business training others how to maximize this wonderful tool. All right, everyone, a last reminder about the promotion this week, too. It is a free membership until January the 8th with a qualifying order. Who knows how many BV that has to be?
150.
150.
It sure is. You bet, Joseph. Thank you. Okay. And lovely treat for all of you. Don't miss tomorrow's call, whatever you do. Who knows who comes on the first Thursday of every month? Any guesses?
Suzanne,
exactly. Suzanne Hart is on tomorrow. I can't wait to hear her talk about crushing your resolutions and setting goals for the new year. She is a master at that. So, everyone, I love you. I can't believe I'm going to be in San Antonio a week from tomorrow. Woohoo! Okay, everyone, go out and make it an absolutely incredible day. Bye-bye, everyone.